Ohio, 1873. Agent Amy Barney raced her horse toward the town of Copper Springs, hoping that she was not too late. After all, she had a wedding to stop. She'd been searching for this fugitive for the past 2 years, and she'd finally received her first big break in the case. She had discovered a wedding announcement in the newspaper, listing Billy Thornton as the groom. Through her undercover work as a Pinkerton agent, she was able to ascertain that Billy Thornton was a known alias of Billy Joe Campbell. Billy Joe Campbell was wanted for a bank robbery in her hometown of Tucson in the Arizona Territory. He had only escaped with a few $100 from the vault, but he'd made the mistake of killing the bank employee who was working that day, her brother. Billy Joe Campbell had killed her brother Mark in cold blood, and she was determined to see him hang for his crimes. Unfortunately, Billy Joe had been elusive and had gone into hiding immediately after the bank robbery. No tips had come into the Pinkerton Detective Agency regarding his whereabouts, and Mr. Hopkins had begun to assign her other cases. Still, she had never stopped looking for her brother's killer. At every opportunity, she would scour the newspapers looking for any sign of him. She had correctly assumed that he would grow complacent over time. It had been 2 years since he had last been seen, but now she was going to stop this wedding, arrest the groom, and watch him hang. The town of Copper Springs came into view. It was a small town with only a few hundred people, but it was rapidly growing since gold had been found in the surrounding foothills. Amy didn't slow her horse's gait as she rode through the main part of town, leaving a cloud of dust behind her. She knew it was inconsiderate to ride through town at a full gallop, but frankly, she didn't care. She had a suspect to catch. More than a few men and women glanced her way, the displeasure evident on their features. A small, whitewashed church sat on the outskirts of town, and she noticed that the doors were already closed. The wedding ceremony must have already started. Drat. She had hoped to arrive before the ceremony, but it couldn't have been helped. She had been traveling for nearly 2 days, stopping only to let her gelding rest. Her horse could be quite cantankerous when he didn't get enough rest. Reining in her horse, as she reached the front of the church, she dismounted and didn't even bother to secure her mount as she raced toward the doors. She threw them open, making a loud banging noise when they hit the walls, her eyes scanning the crowded church. Everyone turned around to face her, but she was only focused on the man and woman in front. The blonde bride was dressed in a simple calico dress, holding a bouquet of flowers in her hand. The groom was dressed in a plain brown suit. A short man with thinning black hair stepped to the side of the couple and demanded, "What is the meaning of this?" "I have an arrest warrant for Billy Thornton," she announced to the congregation.